I am so looking forward to unpacking the scriptures with you today. If you would like to follow this in your Bibles, you can turn with me right now to Jeremiah chapter 29. You'll find message notes and discussion questions that you can do in your small groups or just with a couple of friends if you want to dig a little bit deeper. And you'll find those either on the Bayside Church website or the Bayside Church Melbourne app. I want to bounce off Pastor Sandra's message from last weekend. Absolutely wonderful message and a couple of great testimonies from Bev and Kyle as well. So if you haven't watched that yet, please make sure you go to the church website and check out that message. But part of the message that Sandra preached, and the title was Spring into Hope, she talked about Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. And I want to use that as my springboard into this message today, which, by the way, the title is Peace or Protest. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." You don't need me to tell you that we are living through very challenging times, and people are responding to these challenging times in different ways. Some people are protesting, of course, either on the streets. Many people are protesting on social media, and some people are taking the government to court and filing lawsuits, etc. I believe that the story that we read here in Jeremiah 29 can bring us hope, encouragement, and guidance through these tough times with great wisdom and understanding. So let's have a look at some of these verses. Jeremiah 29, and we're going to pick it up at verse 4. "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce, marry and have sons and daughters, find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper." By this time, Israel had become a divided nation. In fact, after Solomon passed away, his son Rehoboam took the throne, and during Rehoboam's reign, the nation of Israel became divided. 10 of the tribes became the northern kingdom called Israel, and 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, became what was known as Judah or Judea, and was the southern part, the southern kingdom of Israel. The 10 tribes by this stage in Jeremiah 29 had already been carried off to exile by the Assyrians, and they were never to return. Meanwhile, God was also warning this southern kingdom of Judah about their behavior. If you have a look at Jeremiah 7:3, this is what the Lord Almighty says, the God of Israel, "Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place." But they didn't. They didn't listen. They didn't change their ways. And so God disciplined them by taking them into exile into Babylon. This happened in 597 BCE when Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, was captured by King Nebuchadnezzar, taken to Babylon, along with about 10,000 of the principal citizens of that southern kingdom of Judah. That included Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and so on. If you want to read that, by the way, the historical account, you'll find it in 2 Kings chapter 24. And so Jeremiah 29 is a letter dictated by God to Jeremiah that he was to send to the exiles in Babylon. The letter gives instructions on how God's people were to live as foreigners in this strange land. So if I was to summarize the verses that we just read, it'd go something like this. God is saying to the people that had been taken as exiles into Babylon, this is what he was saying: make the best of the situation that you find yourselves in, and don't waste your time protesting or yearning for the way things used to be. Think about those words for a moment and think about how current, how relevant they are to our time that we are living through right now. Make the best of the situation you find yourselves in, Bayside Church. Don't waste your time protesting or yearning for the way things used to be. Make the most of the time that we're living in right now. You see, the Jews were refugees in a strange land, and the Bible also says that you and me, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, are foreigners and exiles in the world. And so this letter in Jeremiah 29 is so very appropriate to us as well. It was written to exiles and tells them how to live in this foreign land while they were waiting to be relocated back home, or for us, as we wait to be relocated to our eternal home. Let's just read those verses again with all that I've said in mind. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Let me give you another summary of those verses. What I believe God is saying to the people of Judah, what God is saying to us at Bayside Church at this time, is do your very best to keep life as normal as possible. Work hard, love your family and your friends, and above all, remain prayerful. Pray for the city and its leaders. Pray for its prosperity, because you will be impacted by the city's success. Let's look again at verse 7. God is saying to the people, seek the peace and prosperity. Notice those two words, the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Those two words I highlighted there, peace and prosperity, are actually one Hebrew word. I think the original translators were like, oh, that's a complex Hebrew word. It means more than one thing, so let's use two words. But one word wasn't enough, but actually two words didn't cut it either. The Hebrew word translated peace and prosperity is shalom, and it captures all of these following English words, which would have made the translation way too long, of course. But shalom includes things like safety, happiness, welfare, health, prosperity, peace, contentment, completeness, soundness, and restoration. Pray that for the city of Babylon, God is saying to the people of Judah. Pray that for the city of Melbourne, God is saying to the people of Bayside Church. Pray that for the place that you live in, if it's a place other than Melbourne. Not only was the Jews' welfare bound up with that of Babylon for 70 years, but also it would have degraded their whole moral nature to live as conspirators, banded together against the country that was for the time their home. And this is such a pertinent and timely message for us in this second year of the COVID-19 pandemic. I have been dismayed and devastated to watch so many of God's people, people that I know, love Jesus, and yet they've become conspirators, banded together against the country that is their home. They spend their days protesting, not usually on the streets, but constantly on Facebook and Instagram, sharing and resharing videos and articles that support their choice to live as conspirators. The algorithms on their computers, of course, dish them up more information and proof that they are right and everybody else is being deceived. We all know people like this, and we are distressed to watch those we love disappear into a world filled with plots and schemes and end-of-the-world scenarios. But God writes to the Jews in Babylon to resist such behavior, and I believe the unchanging God would say the same to us in 2021. You see, there were plenty of things that they could have protested about against Babylon, Babylon had some awful practices. It was the place where what we know today as astrology was formed. There's a lot of occult, temple, idolatrous worship. In fact, they had 37 gods, 37 principal gods in the Babylonian Empire of the day. And the preeminent god over those gods was the sun god, who was the 37th god. The Babylonians believed that numbers had power, and so what they did was number all of their gods. And so the 36 lesser gods were numbered 1 through to 36, and then the preeminent sun god over all of the other gods had the number that was the sum total of 1 through to 36. Now, if you add all those numbers together, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 36, the end result is 666, and that was the name of their principal god in Babylon. They also had a practice that they called knot magic. And what they would do was they'd take ropes, and they believed that tying knots and untying them near someone who was sick would bring healing to them. So that's just a couple of the practices that they had. Plenty of things that the people of Judah could have walked down the streets with their placards protesting against. Down with 666, not magic is not magic, and other clever little things like that. But instead of protesting, they were told to seek shalom, to pray for shalom. And we would do well to heed this message too, to seek and pray for the safety, the welfare, the happiness, the health and prosperity, the peace, contentment, completeness, soundness, and restoration of the place in which we live. The Apostle Peter put it this way, "Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the unbelievers that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." And so let me ask you a question. What are people seeing and hearing from you right now? Are they seeing and hearing your constant complaints and conspiracies, or are they experiencing shalom? Are they hearing peace or protest from you? It's important that we get this right, because a time will come when this entire pandemic will be behind us, just as the Babylonian captivity came to an end. Look again at Jeremiah 29. This is what the Lord says. "When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." In the meantime, the Jews heeded God's word and lived as a blessing to Babylon. If they could live that way there in that city, what would be our excuse to live in any other way? The world has survived through all sorts of terrible times, pandemics, wars, depressions, natural disasters, and a whole lot more. All of these events have come and gone. The current pandemic is no different. What matters right now is how we conduct ourselves as people who love and follow Jesus. And so a couple of questions just to finish up. Is your community better because you are present in it? And you can substitute the word community for lots of other things there. Ask yourself, is my workplace better because I'm in it? Is my family better because I'm in it? Is my church community better because I am a part of it? And is your community healthier because your church is present in it? Are you living like the Jews were told to live in Babylon? Or are you protesting? Are you a person of peace, or are you a person of protest? I encourage you to ponder these questions and live your life to bring shalom to everyone in your sphere of influence. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we pray together for the city of Melbourne, for Victoria and for Australia. We seek your shalom and pray for safety, happiness, welfare, health, prosperity, peace, contentment, completeness, soundness, and restoration. We lift before you our state and federal leaders. We pray for Scott Morrison and Daniel Andrews, and we ask you to give them strength and wisdom to continue to lead us through these difficult times. We ask for your blessing upon them and all who work with them. We remember our doctors, nurses, paramedics, and all medical support workers, many of whom are exhausted by long hours working in difficult conditions. May we not add to their burdens through selfish behavior. We ask you to give them strength. We thank you for their tireless work in the healing and care they provide. We thank you that this pandemic will come to an end. We pray for wisdom as we begin opening up in a couple of weeks and learn to live with this virus. In wisdom, may we look not just to our own interests, but also to the interests of others. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. Well, I hope that message brings strength and encouragement and maybe even some correction to you. I hope you're inspired and encouraged by this and maybe share this word with other people that the Holy Spirit places upon your hearts. If you've joined us maybe for the first time today, or you've been with us for a few weeks, and you're just kind of checking out this whole Christianity Jesus thing, can I encourage you just to click on the link right now, either in the chat link or in the body of the notes if you're engaging with us on YouTube. And just click on that and let us know that you're engaging with us, and ask for a Bible and some information that will help you make a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We'd love to pop that in the post and send that out to you.